At least three Palestinians, including a child, have been killed in fresh Israeli attacks on the besieged Gaza Strip. Two people were killed in Rafah, south of Gaza, while riding on a motorcycle. A four-year-old infant has also died of wounds. Four other Palestinians were killed when an Israeli airstrike targeted a cemetery. The victims were burying relatives who had been killed in an overnight attack. According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, at least 35 people have been killed during the Israeli aggression since Thursday morning. The fresh deaths push the fatality count to 2,087. Over 10,000 others have also been wounded since Israel started the offensive on July the 8th. The Shaja'iyah neighborhood is a poor and overcrowded district of Gaza City. It also experienced one of the deadliest days of the Israeli onslaught on the Gaza Strip. Press TV's correspondent Hisham Hanna went to the area where he found nothing but ruins and debris.
Many stories came from this area in particular, as it was a war crime scene for the Israeli military. Our camera moved more inside through the destroyed buildings close to the borders, exactly from where the Israeli military has crossed into the Gaza Strip. The destruction was not the only thing we noticed, as we could finally find the houses which the Israeli military took as barracks for its soldiers.
We fled from this area as it was our zone. We came back during the first truce to find our house destroyed and turned like this. This used to be my bedroom, but not anymore.
The walls of this house witnessed the practices of the Israeli soldiers. From this house, the Israeli soldiers killed many people, including the young man Salim Shamali, who was shot several times until they killed him.
Salim went upstairs to see if anyone who was like injured, he can evacuate, but we found no one, so we had like, let's go, it's finished, we don't have anything here. In that time, Salim just moved a little bit, he got the first shot in his, I believe, in left leg.
By the Israeli sniper?
Yeah, by the Israeli sniper,
from that,
that's for sure. Yeah, it seems like from that balcony where we just been. Now.
And you were close, you were like a few meters away from him.
Yeah, that's where I was like taking footage for it, and we were thinking about how we can help him. So they shot him, the second shot, while he was laying in the ground.
So they finished him? They assassinated him. As the Israeli army was taking this neighborhood a military base, it went more to destroy this area for no reason but to show that it could do more, including committing war crimes and international law violations.
We didn't see anything really. We couldn't look at this direction. We just heard everything. It was not appropriate time to put out your head in the alley and see what you can find. What we know is that he was shot down not too far distance. The guy was clearly unarmed. It was an assassination of this boy, really. We really tried to find something, a rope or a cable or anything, to throw to him so we can drag him away from there. The second shot came that killed him.
Our visit to the area was brief as the ceasefire was breached. So we joined the citizens and fled with them from Shaja'iyah, which has witnessed raging war. The Israeli army has taken people as human shields in this area. They have stolen the belongings of the people from this very house. They stole the jewelry and the money. We are witnessing that in this balcony was the location from there the Israeli soldiers assassinated Mohammed al-Shamali deliberately. We have to evacuate this area immediately because it's really getting more and more dangerous, as we could hear bombs a few minutes ago. This was Hisham Hanna for Press TV from Gaza Strip.
Well, Hisham himself once again joins us here on Press TV live from Gaza itself. Hisham, tell us at this time, we've heard Ismail Haniyeh speaking just in the past number of hours about the killing of those three Hamas commanders. Tell us a bit more about what he said.
Mr. Haniyeh actually came speak to the public and announced that the immense hit by Israel killing these three leaders of Al-Qassam Brigade, the armed wing of Hamas, is not going to affect the resistance in any ways, as he assured that it will continue, and it will continue more harder and stronger to retaliate against the Israeli aggression against the civilians, the women, and the children in Gaza Strip. He also announced that this will not bring us to kneel to the Israeli military. It will rather make us stronger, and we will continue our fight towards the liberation, and there will be no acceptance for any agreement which doesn't include the lifting the siege of Gaza Strip entirely. He assured that also after Khaled Mashal, the head of Bureau of Hamas, said that the only way we go back to indirect negotiations with Israel is by lifting and ending the siege totally, and also ending all the aggression against the Palestinian community in Gaza Strip. Hamas has named their message clear to Israel that the fight is still going on until they compel to the Palestinian demands by lifting the siege, ending the blockade, allowing to reconstruct of Gaza Strip after it has been destroyed several times in less than 6 years now. However, the Israeli aggression is still going on in Gaza Strip, as many targets were bombarded by the Israeli warplanes. We're talking about in the south of Gaza Strip in the Sheikh Ajlin area, and in the north of Gaza Strip, closer to Beit Lahia, which was in severe attacks by the Israeli military on the run of the last 46 days. The death toll actually has skipped and reached 2,084 until this moment, and more than 10,451 people injured. One third of this death toll is from the children. Israel is now following the policy of assassinations, and it's trying to buy and steal the gains from the resistance, and not just military gains, also political gains. And it's the only thing that they can promote for the Israeli public after the complete failure of the military on the ground in Gaza Strip by the failure of destruction of all the tunnels in Gaza Strip, as well as for the rockets were launched from Gaza during this offensive. Until this moment, the Palestinian resistance is still retaliating by firing several rockets to the areas, different areas in Israel. I'm talking about the villages and the settlements close to the Gaza casing, as well as for the core, for the hardcore of Israel, both in Jerusalem and Tel Aviv, recently in this night, by several rockets, including the M75s and G80. As well as for another M75 rocket was fired against Ben Gurion International Airport. This comes after Al-Qassam Brigade spokesperson Abu Ubaidah has announced in his latest speech that Israel, starting by 6 a.m. this morning, this day, they should stop all the international trips from and to the Ben Gurion International Airport. This comes after this comes as a retaliation for the assassination attempt to Muhammad Adaif, who lost his daughter also this day. She was announced dead as she couldn't survive the severe wounds caused to her in the same attack that was targeting her father, Muhammad Adaif, the head of Al-Qassam Brigades.
And Hisham, we haven't yet spoken about this tonight, but just tell us at this point what the human cost of all of this is. You know, we've been hearing, of course, about power outages, water issues, food issues, and medical supply issues, as well as, of course, the hospitals themselves being damaged. Tell us a bit more about that.
The situation wasn't improved actually in Gaza Strip since the beginning of this offensive, as well as the beginning of this blockade, as the Palestinians are still living in the strictest livelihood conditions, which means the absence of the water supplies, both drinking and running water, as well as for the absence of the power shortage. This also is affecting the process of the doctors in the Shifa Hospital, as well as for the rest of the hospitals in Gaza Strip. They have been dealing with this dilemma during the onslaught on Gaza. They were running on generators, consuming thousands and thousands of liters of diesel in order to keep these generators running, which keeps the lives of the severely injured people inside lying in these beds alive until the moment. However, each day, at least one of the casualties loses their lives because of the shortage of the supplies and equipment needed to preserve their lives. Only 4,000 trucks, or 4,000 humanitarian aid trucks were allowed to enter to the Gaza Strip through Karam Abu Salem border. This is not enough at all in order to recover from the devastation caused by this war against civilians in Gaza Strip. Now the situation is shifting towards a continuation of the aggression and retaliation by the resistance and there's no light on the horizon for another ceasefire or agreement to be reached by both sides. However, we hear about this proposal coming from the EU to the United Nations Security Council about a project to end this aggression, stating that there will be 4 points in this proposal. The first one is the ceasefire. The second is lifting the blockade and allowing and empowering the Palestinian Authority to come back and rule in Gaza Strip, and allowing for negotiations to find a solution based on this 1967 borders basis. A proposal was delivered by both the United Kingdom and France to the United Nations Security Council. However, Hamas and al-Jihad al-Islami, the Islamic Jihad, announced that they are not obligated to commit to this decisions result from this proposal. If they are adopted or approved, they will continue the fight and the struggle until all the Palestinian demands are fulfilled and agreed by Israel.
Okay, Hisham, as always, thanks very much for those. Hisham Hanna, Press TV's correspondent, speaking to us live from Gaza.